Attention! If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79? Overhead Door Company of Little Rock will perform their garage door tune-up and safety inspection for just $79 on up to three garage doors and openers. Call 501-510-6399 or schedule online. OverheadDoorOfLittleRock.com.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Hey, it's David Basil from my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years, and I can vouch for the outstanding work they do. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers in all shapes and sizes, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. And get this, they've had over 2 million installs of fantastic showers and tubs across the South, with thousands of those coming right here in the natural state. At Bath Fitter, they are the manufacturer, installer, and service provider. No subcontractors involved in the process. All are employees of the company, so they own the entire process. Right now, they have an amazing offer. Zero down, zero payments, zero interest for 12 months. They understand that families are struggling with high prices, so they are making this special offer to help. Check them out online at BathFitterLittleRock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
Kick off the school year with Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Because with 20% off styles kids love, they're not just going back, they're making an entrance. Save on jeans that turn hallways into runways. Tees that make them walk a little slower, for effect. Sneakers that say, I'm so back, and more. Plus, enjoy a sales tax holiday in Arkansas at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 20% off ends August 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you're a bank needing GLBA compliance or a defense contractor looking for CMMC compliance, meet the team at Network Services Group with tailored solutions to help you navigate the complex regulatory landscape, allowing you to focus on what matters most, your clients and your growth. Don't gamble with compliance. Network Services Group, your partner in GLBA and CMMC
Network
compliance.
Services Group, one call does it all.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
We With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday, as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Oh, man. I don't know. Todd, you tell me, which is hotter, the weather or Big Sarge at the mayor of North Little Rock, Terry Hartwick?
That's...
We'll grab him by the fat rolls, Terry.
In the words of Nick Bakay, advantage push.
It's... Well, Sarge got a point.
He does. He really does.
You know... You watch any of our tourism commercials or lure people to Arkansas, water, you know, boating, fishing, skiing, all that. It's one of the bedrocks of tourism and activity in the state. It's one of the things you show off. I've got a buddy right now from who came over from Montgomery, Alabama. He is an insufferable Alabama fan.
Okay.
And it's been tough on him the last couple of years. Like, buddy, you don't know. Hold my beer, buddy. I mean, just let me show you.
Welcome to how the rest of us
right,
live.
Right, exactly. But old Johnny Haygood, he comes in. He's in the state just to fish. So I'm with Big Sarge there. We gotta rattle some cages over there in North Little Rock. What's the big deal?
What's the hubbub, bub?
I mean, we've got, seems like I got plenty of money over there to pay lawyers to defend the mayor.
and brothers who are winning the lottery.
Exactly. Can't we get the mayor's brother to bust off a little bit of coin there to help it out? Turns out he's a zillionaire. That's kind of weird, too. Some unnamed person, you know, and I understand completely why you would not want to come forward. You want to, you know, reach out first things first. You get everything buttoned up. But it still is a little weird. My other brother, I can't, but yeah, can't the mayor talk to his brother? And I mean, $200,000, $300,000.
Let's go in halfsies.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to get in. We got to get some help over there. We got to see what's going on. You know? But anyway, hey, Goods, he's here just to fish. And, of course, drink and everything else that goes along with getting a group of middle-aged white men together in a cabin, one of whom no longer has a gallbladder. So that's always fun with that guy. And speaking of that, Pine Bluff Four Ball. Whoa. I mean, big weekend down there in the Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said the Bluff's going to get somebody. Somebody's going to leave Pine Bluff without 10 toes. Whenever they play that four ball, somebody comes in from out of town. And I'd like to know, the Pine Bluff four ball should be sponsored by a marriage counseling outfit. Because when that mug is over, there are going to be two or three old boys that are going to have to sit down and talk about their feelings and, you know, articulate things and share why they're not happy. And because that's the Bluff's going to get you. The P Bluff four ball. My buddy Aiden Franks. So he texts me this morning. The team they're supposed to play, they don't show up. I mean, a little too late of a night, I think. And it just didn't mean enough for those guys to show up and play early on a Sunday. And I think he told me those guys never showed up.
Wow.
Made all the parties, never made the tee time. So, but the P-Bluff, man, the Bluff will get you at some point in time. I mean, harken back to the 70s and 80s, the glory days. You know, Michael Jordan coming up short. So there's that. That's similar. But we got to get with our man Big Sarge here. We're on the Big Sarge bandwagon on this one. Come on, Mayor. I mean, we got time to hug up next to girls that are underage and... Jeez Louise, how that's got it. That's just not.
So in TV program parlance, we have a Fishing Arkansas Sunday Buzz crossover?
An alliance. Big Sarge and I have an alliance on this issue. So we want him to win simply because, you know, it's what's good for the city, the tourism on that side, the people. Anyway. Got a lot to get to. Fauci, going to get deep into the Fauci thing. Trump goes to Lindsey Graham's funeral. That was a big deal. You realize, you know, he was a titan in the U.S. Senate. Throw his little fits there and yell, you know. Trey is in the Bahamas.
Yes.
So before I went to SEC Media Days, I always thought, Trey goes to these things. It's just a station-sponsored vacation. But then I was down there, and I watched the hours that he worked, and I realized that's actually the worst of possible things because you're in this beautiful place, but you got to put in a 16, 17-hour day. He didn't get to see it. It's just basically the inside of the Marriott Water Street down there in Tampa. But he's in the Bahamas covering the Hogs. So my hope, he gets like a 1/3 time in the sun. Because listen, I've seen the man's body. Oof, he needs to brown that thing up. Yeah, I'm not saying that he's got to go full Kenny Powers tan, but or George Hamilton, or yours truly. But he's got to put a little color on that body. Pasty. But we'll talk to Trey about the Razorbacks because we're about to start football season, and let's be blunt. Come on. Come on, Razorback basketball team. I say that, Todd. We're going to you know, first, so the Sunday before game week, you and I will sit down and we'll break down everything. Going to have Boston Paul on at some point, too. But we'll look at the football season ahead. And I just want to be, I'd like to be realistic here. You know, baby steps. Like when Stats said, you know, you got to just say, look, we want, you know, no pre-snap penalties anymore, no turnovers. Taylen Green moving on. He can turn the ball over for Cleveland now.
From the bench.
I figure they'll, to keep him there, they'll use him in some way, right? I mean, speed, is it, you know, he's Matt Jones, but later in line.
Right.
Anyway, we'll have to talk about the football season ahead because I'm just a realist when it comes to this thing. We do not have the athletes to compete against 2/3 of our schedule. That doesn't mean that we would necessarily lose to a Tennessee, but we're going to be underdogs in everything but about two games. And I wish we played, you know, Juracek. Don't get me started, man. It just seems like it's, you know, a friend of mine, Jim Burdett, who was the former chairman of the NTSB, would talk about new training that commercial airline pilots would go through would be, in some instances, listening to the audio of pilots as, you know, they were going down. Not good. And what they say and all that. The purpose of that was to teach these guys to, like, keep a level head. Like, don't, like, we're, you know, but there's always a point, psychologists would say, that where they realize it ain't going to work. This is not going to work, and, you know, this is just inevitable now. Too late. Can't change. We know what's ahead of us, Bob. That's very macabre, I know. But the Georgia game at 11 a.m., I mean, we're all strapped in, and I wish we could play. I mean, I know Juracek wants 6 hours extra of sleep, but I wish we played that game at 4 a.m. Make that a 5 a.m. start. You know, they play games in London. Can we play that game in Tajikistan? You know? Because I fear that's not going to be good. It can't get over fast enough. This is just rational, realistic, practical approach to the football season. Got to look to make progress. Do not let defeat today lead to defeat tomorrow. Improve. You know, go back out. Maybe, just maybe. We've talked about it a lot. And I had a great conversation at SEC Media Days with Greg Sankey. You know what? We're going to save this for the second hour. Because now there's a chance. And I can't believe I'm saying this. The United States Congress may actually get something done on this issue.
Hard to believe.
It might happen. So all the greatest thing for Razorback football would be the United States Congress. And dare I say it, Ted Cruz. So you also, did you see this? Where did I read this? This is in the New York Post this week. Friday. USA's most sexually adventuresome state ventures. That's incorrect. Sexually adventuresome or adventurous? Somebody will live fan feedback the correct answer. USA's most sexually adventuresome states revealed in a new study. You ready, Todd?
I'm ready.
Turns out, now, there's criteria that's associated with this. And some of the criteria I am not going to read on a Sunday morning radio program. Kids in the car. And let's be blunt, there are adults in the car too, and nobody wants to hear some of this stuff. But this, what was the name of this group? I think they sell, you know, condoms. I think they did the study, and it's clearly they did a study to promote their brand and releasing the study, but there is some There is some Fauci-level science associated with this. Are you ready? Turns out, number one, naughtiest state in America, New Mexico. And there's a whole, you know, they did over 10,000 surveys. So law of large numbers, you know. So turns out New Mexico, lots of hanky-panky in Albuquerque. Okay. Number two, this didn't surprise me really, Oregon. You know, got all those hippies in Portland. And then, you know, Oregon can be a fairly isolated state in some places. So make of that what you will. They came in second. Number three, Todd, care to take a guess? Number three?
Arkansas.
Bingo. The third naughtiest state in America. Yeah. I cannot say why. I'm trying to think of a way to say this. Huh. Well, who knew so many people knew how to work Google? And then there's other criteria that I guess this is self-reported. A couple of these things I didn't even know. I think, honestly, I'm not kidding. One of these things is illegal in the state of Arkansas. So, because I looked it up. I mean, it passed a law in the 80s, 1880s. Okay? So there's that. Yeah, I can't say what that one is. Yeah, I'm just going to leave that alone. Okay, well, let's just say Arkansas. It is, we're the third. We come in third. You know, it just means more. SEC slogan, it just means more. So, okay. Here come the text men. I knew it. Go to the New York Post. Look it up for yourself. I am 100% confident. One of the factors that makes Arkansas number three in this sex survey is something that is technically against the law. So a lot of John Dillingers out there, you know. Capone. I mean, and again, like I said, I didn't know. Got 3.4 million people live in the state. Most of them can work Google, evidently. Let's see. Rounding out the top 10. And it's kind of some, you know, Vermont, North Dakota, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Washington, Rhode Island, and Alaska. Cold weather states.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So there is a trend here that I could identify. If it's cold outside, eh. But New Mexico and Arkansas are the outliers. Way to go. Whoopig.
It just means more.
You're exactly right. It just means more. Todd, you were discussing today, this is the first song and video ever played on MTV. And it was a great, for Big Sarge, great idea, great theme on the music. Videos that premiered at the start of MTV 45 years ago.
Yesterday.
Let me drop this on you. CNN, ESPN debuted. Now, nobody saw it because, you know, it was on like six cable networks. ESPN debuted September 7th, 1979. CNN, June 1, 1980. MTV, as you point out, August 1 of 81. So within a span of about a year and two-thirds, okay, one decent NIL run for a college football player. Okay. ESPN, CNN, and MTV all appeared on the scene. Culturally, a culture bomb on the United States. A culture bomb. Completely transformed everything. And you can make an argument. Which one had more cultural impact? Look, the world we live in today, social media, but its origins started in that year and 10, 9-month period. Going to talk about Anthony Fauci pleading the FISF after this.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement started with 50. Now we're looking for 30 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated ThermoKing windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 30 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior and military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tile, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better naturally.
Razorback basketball heading to the Bahamas for the Baja Mar Summer League game starting Friday. This is Trey Schaap. Join me as I call in live from the Baja Mar Resort in Nassau. I will join each show on the Buzz daily with special bonus content on the Buzz social media platforms. Coverage of the Hogs in the Bahamas presented by Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, Genwell Financial Advisors, and the University of Arkansas System.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant and their 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
At Capital Technology Group, we make your technology our priority. There are so many threats to IT these days, and we're here to help protect your data and devices. We're also by your side when things simply go wrong, whether it's servers crashing or printers breaking. We cover it all for our clients in all types of businesses. And with over 80 years of history in Arkansas, you can trust Capital Technology Group to be your business technology partner. Sign up for a free consultation at captg.com.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
Morning Mayhem live Wednesday at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. Alcoa's summertime auto loan special ends at the end of the month. Don't miss out on rates as low as 1.776%. No payment for 90 days and 84 months financing.
More of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
You are now free to turn up the volume as loud as you want.
We'll be right back.
going to be mostly all, well, it's going to be yacht rock from here on in. I've been traveling a lot. I've had a lot of that. Listened to a lot of yacht rock on the plane. And, you know, I mean, I remember all this. This was Little River Band and Kenny Loggins and, and obviously Michael McDonald. And Donald Fagen, I think it was Don Fagen. So, you know, yacht rock came about as a result of some guys in L.A. who produced these little shorts in 2004, 2005, where they played, you know, smooth rock is what they called it in the 70s. And these guys made spoofs of Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald and Hall & Oates, you know, fighting crime in the marina, in Marina Del Rey, Los Angeles. But the music took hold. And that, of course, you know, much like the, it organically developed. And suddenly these guys are doing, you know, tours and the back. And but I want to say it was Don Fagen was called by the producers of these TV shorts and said, can we, we'd like to use one of your songs and we'd like to use you in our shorts. And we want to interview you for this documentary that's being done on the resurgence of this music tied to the fact that it was the underlying story for this comedy thing. He told him to F off. Two words. Slammed the phone down. So he's not a fan. But it has reinvigorated the careers of all. I mean, Christopher Cross is doing a European tour. So this week, we saw Dr. Anthony Fauci appear before the United States Senate and take the Fifth Amendment 111 times. Look, so much of these kinds of things is performative. It's political theater. We know that. In this particular instance, though, this is one of the few times where something could really be gained and earned. Now, does that mean that I believe in my heart of hearts that a United States senator would not want to take political advantage one way or the other? Come on. You can't sell me that bridge in Brooklyn again. But friends of mine have said to me, well, why, let's just let that go. We'll move on. If Manson had been able to escape into the 1980s, would we have just ignored the Manson murders? You know, if Ted Bundy would have been able to escape 20 years after his last murder, would we have said, eh, you know what? He's a nice looking fella. It's a long time ago. Let's just let it go. We went through and experienced and had perpetrated on us one of the greatest frauds in the history of our government, maybe the greatest fraud in the history of our government outside the income tax. And he's the guy responsible for it. And now that we know the diaries and everything else, we know he was excited. He loved the publicity. A 40-year career nerd. And it was the anti-Trump folks. He couldn't, you know, Trump's out there trying to say, hey, look, this ivermectin stuff's not bad. And this, you know, this came from a lab in Wuhan, China. And people pushing back and then Fauci proclaiming himself science. So if you can, I collected some audio from Anthony Fauci appearing before Senator Paul's committee this week. And it's a little grainy, but I think you can make out Dr. Fauci clearly. And this is a man who stood before you and said, we must respect the science we've got. And now we know they had no clue whatsoever. It was spaghetti at the wall. Why is this, why is the distance 6 feet? Eh, we just figured. And all the pictures of the mask, the orchestras playing with the mask on, but the little mouth cut out, all of that is incredibly, it destroyed family businesses. And this, he saved so many lives. Did he? Did he really? Because I don't know that you can prove that. You can't. But here's, and so if you could, wouldn't Dr. Fauci come forward? Wouldn't there be evidence of it? Couldn't you demonstrably show these lives? This is what we've done. This is what all made the difference. This is why you put the mask on, but you took it off to eat. instead, This is what we got Fauci doing 111 times.
Be the fifth. Five. One, two, three, four, fifth. Anybody you say fifth. Go ahead, ask me a question. Fifth.
Well, there we go. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a man who stood before us, a 40-year veteran, reduced to a Chappelle Show skit. And I got another one that was sent to me. I mean, you know, the internet's undefeated in these things. And the internet has decided how Fauci is now. I don't care what poll you do. I don't care CNN can try to rehabilitate him. I don't care any of that. Fauci is now, unfortunately, become a punchline. And when I say unfortunately, I mean that it should never have happened. And look, Trump deserves a little bit of the blame here. Early on, he should have stepped forward and said, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to have three people. You remember the scarf lady that was in all the press conferences? And turns out she wanted to have Thanksgiving with the family and 20 people in her, you know, her Rhode Island home, not her D.C. place. So there's old Gavin Newsom out there at French Laundry. I had a guy take me. I sat in the Gavin Newsom seat for dinner out there when I wanted to know, will this make me? And I, you know what? In sitting in the Gavin Newsom seat, I felt unusually pompous and full of myself. But, you know, Trump should have had Fauci. He should have had Mnuchin as the Treasury Secretary. And he should have had some old blood and guts general up there from the Joint Chiefs and said, look, this is affecting America. No, wait, Fauci's going to talk about science. Mnuchin is going to talk about the economy. And General Blood and Guts over here, he's going to tell you from a foreign policy standpoint what's happening, how our military readiness is, because clearly a vulnerable global event, and presented the whole mosaic. But he didn't know, and he was being railroaded by these guys. And that's why he is the way he is today, which I think there's very sound evidence to prove that you've got a lot of these folks like Fauci, that they're burrowed deep in the bowels of government. And you got to root them out, get rid of them, and bring in somebody this guy for 40. He was the Chad Morris of science. And somehow we fell for him. So he goes and he takes the fifth. And again, I get it. I understand it. I know what the deal is. He's got the pardon. And so part of the reason for him to appear, let's be blunt here, is Rand Paul thinks a case can be made by the Justice Department. It says if you have a pardon, you can't take the fifth. That's why when they go crack down on one of these wise guys and they give them immunity, or else you go to prison. You can't, you cannot incriminate yourself, so that right no longer exists. The Fifth Amendment doesn't exist because you cannot. But Fauci's smart and his lawyers are smart. And they go, look, if you lie to Congress, the pardon doesn't cover that. It can only cover till Otto Penn left office. So, lying to Congress is a crime. They might trip you up on that. So hence the fifth. But now Hawley, others trying to make the case. He can't do that. He broke the law. We'll see. I mean, Justice Department is going to go after him. More power to them. I want Robespierre to the guillotine. I think somebody's got to pay for the most heinous crime perpetrated by our government on its people since the income tax. So, I don't know. You remember Todd? The mask and you put it on and then you would wear it. And it's what they were trying to thread the needle. You can't kill commerce, but it. And in some ways, I understand. The science people are supposed to be the science people. That's all they're supposed to care about. The economy people are supposed to... everybody has a lane, but it became such a... It was an election year. You just look back on it. I just think how bad it was. Let's see. I'm trying to get this. In terms of leadership and, where we stand. But Fauci's at the top of the list. I mean, again, he's the Charles Manson of the CDC. He didn't kill anybody, but he sure sent everybody else out there to. So, he pleads the fifth. We'll figure it out. Now, throwing old Fauci in jail for 24 months, what does that do? Nothing. But having a public accounting and having a moment where we all go, okay. And he would have been better off. And this is what always happens. But because it was such an anti-Trump thing and they couldn't let Trump win, it was an election year, and you had him, Biden's in a basement somewhere, pooping his pants. Nobody could march out and tell the truth and say, look, you know, we have to study these things and gain a function, and I get all that, and Rand Paul makes an argument, but we stick these things in China and, you know, Kraplakistan, so hopefully they don't get out, but if they did, we could contain it. But the Chinese didn't say anything about it. Next thing you know, it's a global pandemic. But we got to study these diseases so we can stop them if they're ever weaponized. And I understand the logic behind it. I would understand if somebody came forward and said, we are working. Some of this stuff is trial and error. So, you know, America, work with us. It's not, you know, Nixon, go back in history, not trusting the American people becomes the story. And that's what happened with Fauci. And then he had to triple down, and they put him on the cover of Time magazine, and suddenly he declares himself the face of science, when in actual fact, you know, he was, you know, he's the villain. He's the Snidely Whiplash, and deservedly so. He deserves every bad thing that can happen to him. He's the Charles Manson of the CDC. And, you know, sort of easily transitioning from that to an event this week. I went to a memorial service for a friend, a man named Paul Berry, who had a longtime political player in Arkansas. And it was interesting. It was a fascinating moment in time, and it was a reflection of Paul and his humanity, that you had Democrats and Republicans. I mean, some young, fire-breathing Republicans, old-school Democrats. I'm not talking socialists now. All show up in the same place at the Clinton Library to have a ceremony. And others that could have cared less about politics, okay? That they were there because Paul loved music. And Paul was, you know, he was a great man of a learnedness and poetry and very much sort of a Renaissance fellow. But had great compassion and empathy and humanity for the people around him. And myself, when I had, you know, half of a client and had nothing, you know, it was as nice to me as he was to somebody critically important, you know. The janitor, the CEO, he was interested in people. And so the ceremony and the service was a reflection of him. Bill Clinton was there. He told old stories. I mean, this wasn't a partisan thing one way or the other, but he got up a little more than 20 minutes, and he's just telling old, you know, Paul did this, and we would go out, and then he helped me here, and it was a sort of a trip down memory lane. It was one of those things I told someone later that was kind of soul-filling. Like, and it was appropriate because it was just a whole gaggle of Arkansans and some others from a wide variety of walks of life. Nobody was there with a cell phone to try to tape somebody, you know, like in secret. So, aha, see, we've got none of that. None of that. It just had that sort of feel to it that was just it was appropriate for the man. And it was, again, I said it was just soul-filling because you saw people, let's see. Well, okay. This is not good. We have Todd in the system. Could you pull up The Weight by I'm unable over here with my.
You know, I had a safety net for you, and then when you gave me the signal, I got rid of my.
Yeah.
But it was a different one.
But thank you. Sorry, electronic malfunction over here on my side, but. It was, and he didn't have to enjoy politics. There was great music, and Paul happened to be a, a close dear, maybe the closest friend to Levon Helm, and these great stories of being, you know, after they filmed The Last Waltz and being at the Fillmore. Well, that's not quite it. Look up the weight by the band. Yeah, because I got it. So it was just a wonderful moment in time. That, and it's not necessarily about politics as much about humanity and people coming together. And it the growing trend in the country where you cannot be friends with someone because they are in the opposite political party or because they support something, that is troubling to me. Because I do believe there are many, and I think that's in the minority and that's in the extreme. No, that's okay. Let's just go back to the Michael McDonald, which is great yacht rock. I feel like coming out of this event that there are more people now who may politically disagree with one another but can get along and engage than are on the other side, where it's just the deal breaker. And while they are the rowdy minority, most of us, and this service and, you know, listening to President Clinton and others who were there talking about and the life of this one man, it's a wonderful thing. And it helped to reassure me that as bad as I may think it gets when I watch social media and read Twitter and all of that, that the loudest aren't necessarily right, the most, or the best. And that belongs to a whole group of people who aren't yelling and screaming, but who, when given an opportunity, you realize this is the better part of the country. Got to hit a break. We get back with more after this.
Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at redriverdodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
Looking for a lunch spot that's fast, fun, and won't wreck your wallet? Head to Brewski's Pub and Grub with locations in downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock. The Brewski's Babes are serving up ice-cold drinks, smash burgers, loaded fries, wings, wraps, and more. Fast enough for your lunch break and priced right every day of the week. Escape the office and grab lunch with friends. Brewski's, the spot for good vibes, great food, and quick service. Brewski's Downtown and Brewski's North Little Rock open daily at 11. Brewski's, your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night.
Listen to Morning Mayhem for your chance to finish the lyric of a Justin Moore song, brought to you by Hagen's Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of Ram trucks ready to roll with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Shop online at HagensDCMotors.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now through Monday, you can save up to 50% on Sealy, plus get a free adjustable base with select mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Powers Truck Parts and Service presents Arkansas Game and Fish Commission's Trey Reed joining Morning Mayhem each week. Powers Truck Parts and Service handles everything from headlights to taillights. Shop online at powerstruckparts.com.
Now, more of the Sunday Buzz with Bill Vickery.
It's existential, yet it's so accessible.
Back in the middle of the Yacht Rock Revolution. Little River Band. I mean, I'm yacht rocking you. I am soft rocking you through the 70s.
Yes.
And you put 25 guys in a band. And you go back. So as part of my Yacht Rockapalooza all month long in July traveling... And I am not, as much as I fly, I'm not a good flyer because I'm not in charge. And I don't know what's going on. Does the pilot know what's going on up there? So I got to have some soothing music. And like I said, Yacht Rocks, man, I have been so deep down the entire Little River Band catalog. We were flying into Tampa, the tropical depression, whatever. I was happy as a lark, man. Just sitting there, transported by the Little River Band.
Nice.
So, reminiscing by the Little River Band. And some Christopher Cross. Exactly. A macabre thing is happening in Kentucky as Mitch McConnell, former majority leader, dead or alive, don't know. I'm in a Deadpool every year with buddies in D.C. And McConnell was taken off the board simply because you couldn't award points for it. And so now there's kind of an Earl Long situation going on. I'm not saying he's in a bathtub with ice, but the Democrat governor of Kentucky is demanding proof of life of Mitch McConnell. McConnell, and by the way, let me just say this to my Republican friends that are going to now text me and be angry. If this were, the roles were reversed and he were a Democrat with a Republican, we would be screaming about it on this show. So to be fair here, there is some legitimacy to, can Mitch McConnell walk on the floor of the United States Senate and cast a vote? So, but the Democrat governor, Andy Beshear, is looking to make some political points and demand that he come forward. Because if McConnell were to pass away or resign before the newly elected Republican senator in Kentucky takes office, then he would get to appoint a someone to fill the seat, which would be a Democrat. And then the Republican would take over in January. So this is the game here. And it's this, as a colleague of mine and I were discussing this week, it's a race against the clock in a weird, bizarre way. And it's icky to talk about, but this is what we've come to in terms of government in the United States. It's an Earl K. Long, who very famously was kept alive on Election Day and in Louisiana. He was running for Congress then, unlike the movie Blaze that Paul Newman played Earl Long. Earl was running for Congress, and the governor could see. So there was real confusion as to maybe Long was, his death was hidden for up to 72 hours. And then he won, and then it was announced that he passed. And that there was, the notion has always been, the story is he was in a bathtub and they kept filling it with ice. And so I'm not saying that's happening to Mitch McConnell, but it is a very macabre, odd, icky situation as we see the calendar and health and age and partisanship all collide in Lexington. I'm going to talk about a little bit about the legislation in Congress that's going to go forward, hopefully, fingers crossed, next week, this coming week. And what does that mean? My conversation with Greg Sankey at SEC Media Days about this. Man, I got to tell you, let's talk about a huge fan of that guy. I am a massive fan of Greg Sankey. Just, we'll get into what all that could mean for Razorback football and how a senator from Texas may be the biggest, most impactful, helpful person for Razorback football. And then we'll talk to Trey Schaap in the Bahamas about Razorback basketball. Stay with us.
Today's digital world, compliance isn't just a box to check, it's a necessity. Network Services Group will help you navigate the complex landscape of cybersecurity regulations, making sure your business stays compliant and secure. Stay ahead of the curve. Focus on what really matters, growing your business. Network Services Group, your partner in compliance for banks and medical organizations.
Network Services Group. One call does it all.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock, and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing. Follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you feel embarrassed, trapped, maybe even ashamed just because you own a timeshare? Well, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. Chuck McDowell here, the timeshare cancellation guy. I get over 3,000 complaints a week from all kinds of folks that feel the same way you do. Honest people, teachers, veterans, grandparents, all losing sleep over a timeshare they can't get rid of. That's why 15 years ago, I founded Wesley Financial Group to help people take their lives back. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we would want our own family to be treated. That mindset has helped us cancel over 50,000 timeshares from people just like you. So if you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-330-6363. That's 800-330-6363. 800-330-6363.
Looking for a lunch spot that's fast, fun, and won't wreck your wallet? Head to Brewski's Pub and Grub with locations in downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock. The Brewski's Babes are serving up ice-cold drinks, smash burgers, loaded fries, wings, wraps, and more. Fast enough for your lunch break and priced right every day of the week. Escape the office and grab lunch with friends. Brewski's, the spot for good vibes, great food, and quick service. Brewski's Downtown and Brewski's North Little Rock open daily at 11. Brewski's, your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-871-2984 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-871-2984. That's 800-871-2984. What do you have to lose? Call 800-871-2984. Again, 800-871-2984.
Hey, y'all. Roger Scott here. And I don't have to tell you it's hot outside. You can figure that up all by yourself when you touch your steering wheel 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That thing's going to brand you like a head of cattle. So you want to beat the heat? Make Family Market stores your fill-up stop. Whether you're pulling into one of their convenience stores or grocery store locations, you're walking into cool air, great deals, and big-time savings. Grab yourself a large fountain drink, sweet tea, or lemonade, and boom, 5 cents off per gallon at the pump. Morning's more your speed. A large cup of community coffee gets you another 5 cents per gallon, and that's before your first sip. And don't forget that Family Market rewards card. Use it inside the store to save even more on snacks, drinks, and whatever you need, and stack those savings when you gas up outside. And you'll find these deals in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Wooster, Mayflower, and now two stores in Hot Springs on Albright Road and the newest location on Albert Pike. If there's not a Family Market store in your neck of the woods just yet, hold tight. One's coming. Family Market stores, cooling you down and filling you up.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or a live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
And Doug.
Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe. And breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
For most parents, birthdays mark milestone moments. For families like mine who are living with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, birthdays are a reminder the clock is ticking and I will outlive my child. Until there's a cure, every second counts. Historically, those with Duchenne muscular dystrophy have not lived past their 20s. Cure Duchenne is changing that. Visit acurecan'twait.org.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Nation searching for a voice to guide it through this modern day wilderness of popular culture, politics, business, and sports. In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery. Born with rural American values, possessed with superhuman brain capacity, buttery smooth charm, razor sharp wit, chiseled good looks. He's chosen to use his superpowers for the good of all mankind. So this Sunday, the nation turns to this man for answers and direction. To Bill Vickery and the Sunday Buzz.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
If sorry, just reading through some live fan feedback. Good and bad. I can't read the bad just because, you know.
Was this regarding your topic earlier?
Well, just in general. Just in general. Because, you know, people tend to be passionate about things. Even when I'm talking about, you know, events like it brings us together and it makes and more people can be friendly and no. That's always going to be met with, you know, with, yeah, I can, stuff I can't read on the air. Trey's going to be with us in the next segment. We'll talk to Trey in about 23 or 24 minutes. He's down in the Bahamas. And again, I didn't mean for it to get back to him, but he looked pretty pasty in Tampa, so hopefully he gets a little bit of sun now. So, and it kept him, being in the Bahamas, kept him away from the Pine Bluff four ball, which we now know. You know, should be sponsored by Marriage Counseling Service because a couple of old boys after they spend that weekend in the Bluff, well, you know, we've always gotten along well, and I care about my wife. And I tell me why you think there are problems in the marriage. The bluff's going to get you, buddy. The bluff's going to get you. So we're starting, I mean, front page today, your sports section, Todd, what you worked on through the night last night as we open preseason training. 2-a-days was the old way, but now you can't call them that. It's something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a number of people reach out wondering why I'm so pessimistic about the Razorback football season. And I will just tell you, one, we do not have the athletes to compete. Two, that doesn't mean that we won't win some games necessarily. That doesn't mean that Ryan Silverfield's a bad coach or there's a bad approach being taken. I am looking for execution on the field, as opposed to what I wanted the last two seasons, which was my own execution.
Exactly.
So therefore, I wouldn't have to watch the Notre Dame game in person with Latour right there next to me and Boston Paul. God bless Paul, you know. So he was trying to cheer me up. And, of course, Dave was doing nothing but sticking the knife in deeper. So.
Well, and I think it's safe to say that was a team that gave up in the fourth quarter. They knew.
Well, that team gave up during pregame warmups. That team, when they ran out on the field to do stretchers, let's give up. So I have what I believe to be is realistic goals for the upcoming season. Okay? Just improvement in these areas, focus, no more turnovers. I believe that more college football games are lost than they're won. And that's why teams with better talent lose. And that will give us an opportunity. What was it? Saban used to say, we practice Monday and Tuesday not to lose the game, then Wednesday, Thursday to win the game. So anyway, onward. The point I'm trying to make is this. The Save College Sports Act, which is now in the United States Senate, major amendments have been agreed to. We've talked about it a lot on this program because it will be the most impactful thing that will occur in college sports since NIL and transfer portal, since the House decision, since the NCAA stuck its head in the sand for years and years and years, and a group of trial lawyers said, okay, and Ed O'Bannon and others said, these guys are using our likeness and we don't get any money. And the federal courts took a blowtorch, understandably so, but took a blowtorch to effectively what the NCAA was. And now it's just a feckless organization that really is without merit. So talking this last week, a couple of weeks ago during media, and had a chance to talk to Greg Sankey, and he, hey, this is why the bill, and this is why we like this part of the bill. I mean, again, we've discussed it on this program and others on this station where you have, the ability finally to have some limited antitrust power for the NCAA to regulate, which gives them the upper hand in any federal court case. It means we can establish some rules, and those rules would be you can play 5 years. You can transfer once for free and play immediately. You do it again, you got to sit out a year, unless, of course, your coach leaves at the end of the year. No coach can leave in the middle of the year. Okay, so those things advantage Arkansas. If you've got a kid at Penn State, he's going to look, because he can move around, hey, I'm going to try here. I think this coach guy, I want to try. Now he's got to make a decision. Where can I go play, and who's going to coach me up the best? So that gives Arkansas a chance that it doesn't have now for some of these players. It also limits money. It makes money, it lessens the impact of money. And in the business of money, it basically says this. Universities can give $21 million of their own revenue to student athletes. It allows for an outside organization or other organizations or the university itself to give up to $24 million additionally to supplement that. But it caps this $30 million, $70 million, $100 million, you know, arms race of outside collective money. It basically destroys the collectives. They still can participate relative to the $24 million that can be raised. But it gives, again, Arkansas a fighting chance, because now you know that team on the field is only going to be worth this much. And we can get in the ballpark for that. And with the one-year tra- so suddenly all the rules level the playing field. Whew. Okay. Now, the fact we have Hunter Yurecek as our athletic director, I mean, nothing's going to change until after the football season. We're faded, right? Our die is cast. So, and I could do 20 shows on why I just said what I said. But, I mean, and don't give me all this activity now. Where was it 4 years ago? I mean, it is Fauci-esque in the blunder that occurred. It's fine. Why not put on masks? It's the same level of stupidity and ignorance and incompetence.
Well, instead of masks, they'll be putting bags over their head.
It's Fauci-esque.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on, though. We're talking about the legislation. Because the SEC and the Big Ten and Notre Dame held out and said, no, we're not supporting this, it stalled. Now, suddenly everything's changed. Because now, the people with the money grab attempt, the private equity guys, the guy down at Texas Tech, hey, let's renegotiate. We'll all have to pool in for TV rights. No. Conferences do their own deal. Now, status quo is resolved relative to that. Super conferences. You can get 20 teams in a conference. And there'll be no super conference per se. There'll just be expanded SEC and Big Ten conferences. But the media deal, the TV deal, and all that, that was a biggie. And that's gotten worked out. So now there is a race to put the bill on the calendar so that the Senate can have a cloture vote, meaning it takes 60 to end debate. And even a passing interest in politics, we all know about the cloture vote now. You got to have 60. And then, of course, it will pass with spectacular bipartisan, a true bipartisan passion. And then go down to the House and, 50-50 shot then. We need to get French and Westerman and Rick Crawford on all to talk about it. So we'll see what happens in the House, but that's where we stand. That could be, if that passes, for the reasons I've just described, and we're going over this lightning fast, but it can lead to schools like Arkansas, Oklahoma State, others. It levels the playing field to a degree, but it also allows for these kids to make money. They just can't make the obscene amount of money that has landed somewhere in this decade-long period of what will ultimately be dealt with. And it means the chaos surrounding school. I'll just put it this way. You know, you look at Kansas. Kansas is in real financial difficulty now. I mean, it's not just Arkansas. I mean, we look at it because we see it all the time and we live it. But, I mean, there are many schools. Michigan State, similar. You just got. Oh, hit me up a little bit. This was the original Yacht Rock song. I mean, like in the documentary, it was like the original, the Doobie Brothers, man. So we'll keep an eye on it. If it's pushed back beyond the August recess, then it's in real jeopardy. So basically, a barometer is this. If you don't read a story in Todd's Arkansas Democrat Gazette this week about the bill passing, it's probably not going to happen this year, and that means a new Congress will have to deal with it and start all over again. And that means it will be at least two more football seasons before the impact is felt. That's where, I mean, to me, more than the Georgia game, I'm focused in on the United States Senate until Thursday of next week. I mean, that's the bigger, that's where the bigger game is being played. And if not, it's just going to be tough. Two more years of status quo. Stay with us.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hot Springs, get ready to celebrate with Morning Mayhem as they broadcast live this Thursday from the newest Family Market store on Albert Pike Road on your way to Lake Ouachita. Enjoy free breakfast and community coffee along with great discounts at the pumps and other giveaways during the show. But it's only happening at the new Family Market store with special thanks to the Hotel Hot Springs. We got the big deals at the
I've been a little surprised by how far people will come just to visit us.
People will travel just to get the best deal.
We've got 15,000 off Ram HDs this month. Ram half tons start at just $35.9, or you can get 0% financing.
And don't forget Rangers. They have 0% financing and start at $35,000. Take the short, beautiful drive to Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton.
Or visit us online at ChrisCraneCars.com.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. With 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Here's the deal. The government is over $38 trillion in debt, which means the IRS isn't slowing down. And the tax code is complex and unforgiving. So it's not surprising if you're one of the millions of Americans that owe back taxes to the IRS. Unfortunately, they're the world's most powerful collection agency, with the ability to garnish your wages, seize your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. But don't be stressed or worried any longer. We're Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. We have resolved over $3 billion in tax debt for our clients. Our award-winning professionals deal with the IRS every single day, protecting our clients and preparing them for the best possible resolution. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, give Optima a call today.
Call 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577. 800-375-2577.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com, presented on Out of Bounds by Smart Buick GMC, with GMC trucks on the lot ready to move starting at $38,296. SmartBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
Thank you for joining the Sunday Buzz. Here's your host, Bill Vickery.
Unbelievable.
Taking his team down to the Bahamas. Brilliant move by Calipari. You know, we're going to play in a tournament in Turks and Caicos or whatever. Trey Schaap has followed the Razorbacks down there, and he's been reporting intermittently here on the Buzz about the team, what they look like. But I think the team they played right off the bat, those are a bunch of construction workers that happen to live down there, right? I mean, that looked like... From the video that I saw, Trey, that first exhibition game looked like me, you, Daly, Basil, Double R,
Rainwater.
Yeah, that. I don't know that that was a tough test for the Razorbacks as much as a, you know, pretty glorified scrimmage. But
yeah, I don't think it was either, Bill. And here's the thing. I mean, the goal was broken before the game even started, that the Bahamas team was shooting on in the pregame. So we had to have a little bit of a delay. And then when I was watching some of the Bahamas players show up at the arena, I mean, they literally were carrying their duffel bag with their uniform in it as they came in. I said, okay, that guy just got off of work. Yeah. I'm not sure what he does, but he just got off of work and showed up to play this game.
Put up some new drywall next to the hotel, and you thought, hey, I saw that guy with the leaf blower earlier this morning. So,
but he had on painter pants this morning.
So having said all that, though, okay, you know, given what we all believe, I think, are realistic expectations, but maybe not, you know, not being a super successful football campaign. Okay, knowing that and being okay with that, and knowing, you know, progress is going to take a different shape for us. We look to basketball, and that, you know, clearly the buzz around this class and the Cal putting the team together and going and playing these kinds of events to build cohesiveness and unity and all that. Give me your impressions about this Arkansas team as they, you know, yes, kind of super glorified scrimmages against construction workers, but thoughts on what it looks like.
Well, I will tell you this. Jordan Smith is going to be worth the price of admission to every game that he plays that you're able to go watch him play. He had a triple-double yesterday, 20 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds. And he did that, and he only played 29 minutes.
Yeah.
So there was a whole other 10 minutes that he could have been on the court if he had to. In that game yesterday against Carleton University out of Canada, a team out of Canada, they won the Canadian Collegiate League last year. So they were the national champ of the Canadian Collegiate League. Not a bad basketball team. Right. And Arkansas beat them 98-58. I mean, just dispatched. So maybe they took a lead early in the game. at Carrollton University. They were up by three with 18:09 to play in the first, and then Arkansas just went on runs and to end the first half. In fact, Jen Coleman, who was coaching the team, Coach Cal, was sitting on a stage up kind of where I was observing, and I'm sure he's going to do that tomorrow and Tuesday as well. But Jen Coleman calls timeout. Arkansas got a rebound. There was 3 seconds left to play in the half. He draws up a play for Jordan Smith. They execute it to perfection. He takes the top of the key three, drains it, and they and Arkansas goes up 51-27 at the half. So just, you know, they executed well, but I really like Jordan Smith. J.J. Andrews out of Little Rock has really played solid. Says he loves wearing the Razorback uniform. You know, he is the son of Sean Andrews, former offensive lineman. He had 17 points against Carrollton yesterday to go with 6 rebounds in the game against them. And then on the game, in the game against the Bahamas, and J.J. had 16. So, I mean, he's filling up the stat sheet, no doubt about that. And then I'll tell you one guy that I really like is Mapier Maker, who is from Australia. 7 foot, maybe 7'1", but is really, really long. He didn't get to play the whole game yesterday because kind of went to the floor hard, hit his head. And Jen Coleman said after the game that, hey, it's August 1st. We're not going to risk any type of injury. If there's any little small thing, we're going to hold them out. But, Bill, he had 5 blocks in the first game against the Bahamas, and he was playing the four when he's more used to playing the five. So he was having to come out on the floor a little more and guard those shooters outside. And if a guy got around him, he's like, okay, that's fine. But then he took the shot away at the goal.
One of the things that's always impressed me about Cal is the ability to get, you know, superstar recruits who have their eyes set on the NBA, who understand points and scoring and all that, but to get them to do other things, to distribute the ball, to rebound, and especially to play defense hard, because he now, because he's proven his formula, and he's got so many players that have been drafted and gone and had successful NBA careers, these kids seem to believe in it. I think what you're telling me is, this is yet another round of that happening. So this is going to be a team that plays very hard on the defensive end and can easily score. Yeah. A number of them can score, but they're all willing to just look good playing as opposed to trying to force shots and things like that.
No doubt about it. They forced the Bahamas into 26 turnovers in the opening game. Carrollton didn't turn it over as much. They only turned it over 15 times. But Arkansas was locked down defensively. And let me give a shout out to Jeremiah Wilkerson. Wilkinson, he only played 5 minutes in the opening game against the Bahamas. He went up, dumped the basketball, got fouled hard, landed on his shoulder and head on the court, and was held out the rest of the game. And then yesterday in shoot around, trainer Matt Townsend looked at Jen Coleman and said five, gave him a thumbs up. So he was going to be able to go in the game yesterday. He had 26 points. 5 of 9 behind the three-point line. That's over 50% shooting from behind the three. He was on fire, but he also does it on the defensive end. He's the transfer from Georgia.
Right.
Sharp shooter, can run the point. You know, just a nice backcourt player that I think is really going to do some great things at Arkansas. But he knows if he doesn't play defense, he's not going to be out there and shoot those shots. And so he's the guy that's been in the starting lineup the last two games. And I think Razorback fans are going to like the Georgia transfer, Wilkinson.
Yeah, because, again, we all looked at the team last year and realized, and, of course, the game in the Sweet 16 proved it. You know, we didn't have somebody in the middle. And they don't always have to be Shaq size or, you know, Joe Klein, where they're just big and just you can tell they can take care of business in the paint as much as, you know, good defender, good rebounder, tip the ball out, things like that. And what I think I hear you saying is that we may have a team that has a couple of guys on it that can fill that role.
They've got 6 guys that are over 6'11". So think about that.
Yeah.
6 guys that are over 6'11". So, and Coach Coleman said it. I mean, I like the way George Smith stays in front of guys. In the game against the Bahamas, it got a little chippy in the second half, and he was going head-to-head with the point guard for them. And it was like a 35, 40-point game, and he is still playing lockdown defense and forced the ball to go out of bounds. It's bounced away from the Bahamas point guard, and it's like, okay, I got a quick stop, and it's like, I'm right back to it. You know, he just, he took a lockdown defender. Mm-hmm. There was a scout sitting next to me at the game yesterday, and Jordan Smith went to the rack, got a dunk, and he just turned to me and looked at me, and he goes, my gosh, the kid has every tool available. Yeah. And he's just so gifted. And that's why I say I think Razorback fans are really going to like watching him play. But if they get around, if a guy, let's say in the SEC, if they're able to get around, you know, the backcourt, the guards, well, then you've got to go up against 6'11", 7 foot, 7'1" at the rim. So they do have rim protectors as well.
To be fair, for that Bohemian team, if you've driven an Uber all day or been painting houses all day and then you had to go play basketball, you know, that I'd be a little testy, too. I'd you know, be a little.
You've been getting coconuts out of the palm trees.
Right. I mean, so God, little slack there. Now, help me out. Do they play today? I should know this, or is it?
No. Listen to this. So Cal went to Mass this morning. And then he got back from Mass, and then him and the team, not all the assistant coaches and everybody, but him and the team are out on a donor's yacht over here in the Bahama Islands somewhere, having a little lunch and riding around and, you know, just relaxing today. Basketball today for him.
I hope they make sure to put the towels back where I left them.
I was gonna say, didn't you loan them your yacht today?
Do they play tomorrow? What's the rest of the schedule like for the team while they're down there?
Yeah, so they play tomorrow, 5:00 Central Time, against the team out of Columbia, and then they play Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central Time. And then once that game's over, they shower and then they fly out Tuesday back in Fayetteville Tuesday night.
Well, and then they can't have organized practice until October 1? Or when
school starts.
Pardon me?
Well, they can still do workouts once school starts.
Right.
But Cal's going to give them some time off. But I believe the official date of organized practice is sometime around the end of September, first of October. I want to say around September the 26th, something like that.
We all used to do the goofy midnight thing and stay up, and you know it was a dunk contest.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a thing with social media. That's become a thing of the past. I've got to be on TikTok at midnight now. you know, this is a lot is riding on this basketball team because again, you know, I think we all anticipate, understandably so, a less than 6-win. Football season, and that can be tough playing in the SEC, knowing that improvement will take a different shape. So all eyes turn to Cal and this team expectations. Preseason top 10, probably, you think? I mean, I've seen some early predictions, and these things are goofy, and they're always wrong. You know, two-thirds or at least one-third of the top 10 is never in there, but can you see this Razorback team being a preseason top 10 team?
I see them being a preseason top 10. I think they're locked for a top 15 seed. But you look at their schedule, the non-conference schedule.
Oh.
You know, Michigan State in Detroit, Indiana in Madison Square Garden, Virginia in D.C. They're going to North Carolina in the ACC Challenge, SEC-ACC Challenge, out to Arizona to play in Phoenix. It's a loaded non-conference schedule. Still don't know who they're going to play in Little Rock. I might try to find that out before leaving here in the Bahamas. But, yeah, it's a loaded schedule. Then you got the SEC schedule.
Right.
I mean, the SEC is
– right.
It's not getting any easier, Bill.
No.
You know that. You were at football media days. You know all the talk around that down in Tampa. But basketball is the same way. They're trying to keep up. It is just, you know, top to bottom, just one of the toughest leagues. And – Texas A&M and South Carolina, they're here. They're going to be playing over the next couple of days, too. I believe A&M starts their games on Tuesday. South Carolina, maybe a couple of days after that. They kind of, you know, I want to be one of the organizers that gets to work down here at this deal. You go watch some basketball, but then you're down here for like 3 to 4 weeks. Like you spend a month in the Bahamas. How nice is that?
Well, it's all work. It's all work related. We want you to get a little sun on those legs. if you can, for the name in the name of humanity, in the name of humanity, Trey, we want you to get some sun on those.
I need some sun on the legs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to find the equivalent of the meat market down here, though.
we all had a big time at dinner, Todd. We had a big time at dinner. Somehow, David Basil, nice. David Basil met Manuel Noriega's granddaughter, and she was part of that. Anyway, Trey, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Take care.
Have a
Enjoy.
Good one, Bill.
Trey Schaap down in the Bahamas.
Let's give quick thanks to his sponsors while we're there. Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, GenWealth Financial, and the University of Arkansas System, all making Trey's trip possible.
Thank you to those fine folks. Who are they again? Can you run through them again, Todd? So,
Bet Saracen, UAMS Health, GenWealth Financial, and the University of Arkansas System.
This is the classic Yacht Rocks tune. You could not make this song. Well, you could. It'd be a little different, but Rupert Holmes trying to cheat on his girlfriend. Turns out it's her. Stay with us.
Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things late.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Stop paying retail. Summer savings on now at Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse in Cabot. Contractors, builders, and DIYers, this is your paradise. And yes, they're open to the public. Unbelievable pricing on all kinds of flooring, butcher block countertops, gorgeous shower and backsplash tiles, discount shingles, ceiling fans, faucets, and more. The hottest savings of the summer. 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot. Natural State Wholesale, the warehouse where you save big every single day. Build better. Naturally.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-871-2984 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-871-2984. That's 800-871-2984. What do you have to lose? Call 800-871-2984. Again, 800-871-2984.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
You're listening to The Sunday Buzz on 103.7 The Buzz.
It brings us together.
And now, here's Bill Vickery.
NFL training camps, some of them opened this week. I think next week is the Hall of Fame game?
This coming Thursday.
Oh, wow. So yeah, this Thursday. Get to see a bunch of guys you will never see again.
Pretty much.
Play in Canton, surrounding the Hall of Fame class. LeBron going to Philly. Didn't really talk about that much, or haven't. I mean, clearly that's been a major topic. I don't know. Is your career tarnished because you go chasing championships? In my mind, that would seem like the better thing to do. You know, like, hey, we somehow place an emphasis, and this is a Jordan, you know, Jordan, Bird, Magic. Yeah, they go to one team, and then when a player gets, you know, beyond 10 years and he's looking to trade and he's trying to, that's somehow criticized. It's somehow bad. In my opinion, that's hats off. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, what at the end of the day, what's left for LeBron isn't money or fame. It's trying to win a championship as part of a team in a team sport to put yourself over the top. Where can I go that gives me the best chance to do that? And I'm going to take less money so the team can be better. So, you know, the guy that should be criticized is the 10-year vet who's trying to go somewhere where there's a bunch of scrubs, and that way he gets the max deal, you know. And that's the guy. But we never talk about those guys. And they're out there. They do happen. But we don't talk about... Yeah, to me that should be lauded, but it actually is it's in this upside down weird world. It is somehow criticized now. And let's be blunt here too. I know a lot's been made about laying off people at ESPN and the way they did. And I used to say that as a country we had better commentary about college and pro sports than we did about American politics. That can no longer be said. There is no good commentary for the most part. It's all driven. You get it from local radio, I think. Not, you know, clearly here, The Buzz. I mean, I would say to all our sponsors, they do. They sponsor great programs. But it's not, everything is done to be outrageous. Everything is done to drive. Sports television, has to end these yelling shows because it is just performative theater. That's all that it really is. The ESPN gets rid of Ryan Clark. It's all a salary dump. You get rid of Ryan. These guys, just they'll replace him with somebody else, and it's the same yelling. ESPN has rented Pat McAfee's show, and that they're all in on that because clearly that drives. They get the ancillary benefit from that, which is – all of his clips, which get 1 million views or more, they then can piggyback onto. In Screamin' A. Smith, he's just the personality now. I want to see those two Muppets in the balcony, Statler and Waldorf. I want to see Statler and Waldorf on one of those Screamin' shows, you know, talking about the LeBron deal. That's who I want to see. Or Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
Bert and Ernie going at each other. Oh, Bert, you're crazy, man. LeBron's chasing rings. That's what I want to see. Or I want to see Stephen A. Smith arguing with Stadler and Waldorf in the balcony. Because it's the same level of buffoonery. It's all, you know, and that little Greenberg guy at ESPN, he's insufferable. So you can't watch those shows anymore. They're unwatchable because the formula has been beaten to death. And what can you do? So live sports is it. And that's why they're chopping everything up at ESPN, because they got to turn a profit. And you're going to get rid of it. And live sports, you're literally borrowing somebody else's people, and they're the stars. Now, you got to pay for it. But as we talked about on this show before, Arkansas played Memphis, 11 a.m. kickoff. More people watched that than Jimmy Kimmel. Okay? The Saturday, the college football as a Saturday is just a juggernaut. And then, of course, the NFL. So live sports become the way to draw eyeballs, and they're all over the map. They're middle-aged and older Americans with disposable income. They're younger Americans who are formulating their buying. I'll give it to you. It's all right there. That's why the Super Bowls and NFL and college bowl games, that's why they're always, every year you go back and look at the top 10 most viewed television programs. It's going to be NFL college football with a couple of other things, and that's it. And now with streaming, it's even more stratified. So the only time you get real water cooler conversation, the water cooler's gone. There is no water cooler. Everybody brings those goofy tin thermoses with them, you know, to work. Suddenly, everybody's a longshoreman when they head off to work, because they got the big bag, and it's got some shoes in it and a thermos disguised as a water bottle. Some sort of snack in some Tupperware that's clean eating, you know, all that. They basically, an American worker goes out the door today like a longshoreman used to in the 1950s. Lunch pail. You know, we use all those same colloquialisms, but there is no water cooler anymore. So the goofing off over group chat while at work conversation is now mostly all driven by sporting events, because that's where we gather. That's become the town hall. And it's not around a water cooler, because that doesn't exist. It's around a group chat on Slack, or, you know, name one of these services. A message thread via text or something. So that's why ESPN, that's why they're cutting, that's why... That's what it all boils down to. So, you know, the coverage of these things, they can't start game day early enough on Saturday. Yeah. It's got a 4 a.m. start now, I think, or something like that. Because the advertisers back the money truck up and just dump it all over Herb Street and the rest of that crew. And I would say this. Because of that, that may be the one place that you get real clear-headed analysis.
And still some journalistic integrity.
And, exactly. Guys are doing that, and you can tell, as I talked about, you know, watching Saban at Media Days, how he turned and faced every coach and took intense, copious notes over everything that the coach at the podium said, then highlighted some aspects of those notes. Then he turned around and they went live. And then he brings that same perspective. And look, love McAfee on there, because he's there for comic relief and engage the kids and make it fun and all that. I'm unclear as to why Desmond Howard is a part of game day, unless it's to butcher the English language like one of the Manson killers. I mean, he just, yeah. And, you know, Herb Street's now the face of college football, and he's there to be the voice of reason, so to speak. And I don't know whether he is or he isn't, but Make of that what you will. And then they got 10,000 other reporters that they go to. All those, as you well know, Todd, a good sponsored segment, man.
Yep.
You can't beat a sponsor. And then, you know, the field goal kicking thing, and they give away $700,000. If I were the guy who made the initial $10,000 field goal 2 years ago, and now I see some kid gets $500,000, I'm suing ESPN. Like, wait a minute. I did the same thing, same environment for $10,000. It's like guys that were paid under the table in college football looking at the NIL deals that guys get today and go, well, wait a minute. I mean, yeah, I made $4,000 or $5,000 a month, but these guys are making millions. Yeah, I got a car. This guy's got a car dealership. And that quarterback from Michigan still hasn't. He's still not a first team All American. The guy they paid Portnoy and
yes.
Well, what's his name's wife? Got all DeVos's wife, I think. Or anyway. He's still not a first-team all preseason. Never fired a cap, real, in reality. So, lots of misses on the collegiate level. Still waiting for KJ Jackson. Anyway. Ford. Desmond Howard, well, they all do. They all literally. We try not to. We speak English. And you work in journalism, Todd. You know, the written word is critical and important.
Hooked on Phonics worked but for us. Just,
you've got to be able to understand when you end your sentences and prepositions. Now that's, where are you at? Oh, come on, buddy. Where are you? You know, like, don't end it in a prepositions. Anyway. Todd, very good job producing the program today under arduous circumstances over here with my difficulties. We'll get my air conditioning fixed today. Fingers crossed. That way it won't look like, you know, some sort of Tennessee Williams play with me sweating through the sheets again. Six box fans and the window open. Looking forward to being on the morning mayhem in the morning with David and Roger.
Yes, post Florida Keys.
Yeah, we'll see. David will be tan, man. He'll have the good dazzle. He'll have an 80s Basil look.
Yes.
An 80s Basil look. So, till next week, boys and girls, look out for number one. Don't step in number two.
You know, I wish I had a supermodel. So skinny and so wild, and a waitress in Nevada. She says she's carrying my child. Well, I drive down Sunset Boulevard, my head stop at fancy restaurants, and they'd finally let me in. I'd spend all my money on caviar and cocaine, and I would not remember how you broke.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote.
Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
The board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians at Martin Orthopedics provide complete care for students, adults, and athletes. At Martin Orthopedics, the surgeons and staff pay exceptional attention to every patient's needs. When you go to Martin Orthopedics, every member of the team aims to help patients return to their normal daily activities or playing the sport they love without pain. Whether it's your knee, hip, or shoulder, the physicians at Martin Orthopedics stand ready to assist. For more information or to set up your consultation online, go to martinortho.care.
This is SportsCenter.